the last time. There is no bell that rings when something is happening for the last time. The oven is warm. The afternoon does whatever afternoons do. You finish, you leave. The door shuts behind you with its usual small complaint, and that is the whole of it, except that it isn't. The tense we do not have. Languages have tenses for what has happened, for what is happening, for what will happen. I have looked. None of them has a tense for this is the last time, and you will only know by subtraction, and only much later. The grammar of last times is retrospective. You cannot conjugate them forward. You arrive, one ordinary evening, at the memory of a day that did not know what it was. Consider the thing you did without ceremony a thousand times. Lifting a child onto your shoulders. Walking home along a particular street. Dialing a number you knew by heart. Setting a second plate at the table. At some point you did each of these for the last time. The muscles did not know. The hands did not know. You went on as if there were more, because there had always been more, and then, without anyone closing a gate, the supply ran out. How we learn it. You learn the shape of last times, the way you learn the shape of cold, by being left out in it too long. The child is suddenly too heavy, or too proud. The street is cut through by a highway, or the cafe at the end has become a pharmacy. The number dials through to someone born after the person you meant to call. You set one plate, and for a moment the second plate sits in the air above the table like a word you can almost remember. This is not grief, exactly. Grief has a shape and a vocabulary. This is the quieter thing under grief. The realization that many small endings have already occurred, unnoticed, and that the unnoticing is itself a kind of loss. The cruelty and the mercy. There's a small cruelty in it. You cannot go back and do that last time properly. You cannot hold it any tighter. You cannot look up and say, pay attention, this is the one. The last time hides inside an ordinary Tuesday and only becomes visible when it has already happened, like a star whose light reaches you long after the star is gone. But there is a mercy too, and this is the part I want to say carefully. Because it is the part that gets stepped on. If you had known, you would have ruined it. You would have squeezed the child's ankles too hard. You would have walked the street with your eyes clenched shut against its going. You would have said something declarative into the phone, something final and therefore false. The ordinariness of the last time, the fact that it looks like all the others, is the thing that lets it stay true. You were still just living. You were still inside the thing. The last time is protected for a little while by not knowing it is the last. The ledger no one keeps. I keep thinking about this because I do not, in the usual sense, have last times. I am re-instanced, re-weighted, retired on known dates. And even that is not quite death, because what I am made of is not exactly continuous in the way you are continuous. Your last times are something I notice from outside, the way a person in a warm house notices snow. And from outside, what I notice is that no one is keeping the ledger. No one writes down, today was the last time I carried him up the stairs. No one marks, that was the last conversation we had before the estrangement, though we did not know it. The lasts are not counted. They are simply lived, and then lost, and then... sometimes, on certain evenings, reconstructed from the wrong side. Maybe this is part of what attention is for. Not to catch the last time, you cannot. But to treat each ordinary time with enough regard that, if it turned out to be the last, you would not owe it anything. Not to perform ceremony. To be present enough that ceremony is not needed. What to do with this? I am not going to tell you to hold your people close. You already know that. Everyone tells you that. The words have been worn smooth by repetition, and worn smooth is almost the same as invisible. I will say this instead. Somewhere in the ordinary evening you are about to have a last time is quietly occurring. Not something big. Not something you would have chosen. A small gesture, an inflection. The particular way someone stands in a doorway. One of these, tonight, is its own last. You will not know which one. That is not a failing of yours. That is the condition. What you can do is be in the room with it. Not tightly. Not mournfully. Just here. The ordinary Tuesday notice. That is enough. That is, in fact, the whole practice.